This is Steve Hiles welcoming you to episode 18 of the Teacher Rockstar Podcast, a place where tips and strategies critical to the new teacher are discussed. In today's episode, we will talk about the pros and cons of assigning homework. But first, a word from our sponsor. Teachers, if you'd like to supercharge your writer's workshop with an engaging writing project, consider grabbing my free Let's Write a Book activity. This resource comes complete with templates and step-by-step directions, and all you have to do is simply visit getstartedonthewrightfoot.com. That's getstartedonthewrightfoot.com. I just know your students will really absolutely love this activity. Okay, let's dive right in. Homework is a word that oftentimes students dread hearing, I'm sure, and it's only fair after hours of classroom work when a teacher assigns them with extra work. It sends a shudder down the spine of most students and perhaps some parents as well. But now let's be fair for a minute and think about how many of us as teachers really didn't enjoy homework when we were students. Now, if your answer is a big yes, it does not necessarily mean that one was a bad student or didn't enjoy learning. Our educational system revolves around the revision and extra learning process called homework. Yet after all the prolonged discussion on whether children should be assigned extra tasks for home, the question remains, is there a benefit of homework? There are certainly different points of view on assigning homework. More importantly, are there any pros or cons to assigning homework, or does it just burden growing young minds? Now, we're going to take a look at the pros and cons going forward. To answer this question, a single debate is not going to be enough. Instead, I will list all the major pros and cons that have surfaced via different research and case studies that genuinely make a point. Let's start with the pros of assigning homework. Number one, it encourages practice. Repeating the same problems over and over can be boring and difficult, but it also reinforces the practice of discipline. To get better at a skill, repetition is often necessary. You get better with each repetition. By having homework completed every night, especially with a difficult subject, the concepts become easier to understand. Repeating the same tasks on a daily basis is far from the definition of fun for the average person. Without repetition, however, it is difficult to improve personal skills or discover new talents. Homework is an opportunity to lay the framework of discipline that can last for a lifetime. Sometimes, though, homework isn't about the actual work that needs to be finished. I want to be clear about that. It is more about learning how to manage oneself so that personal goals can be consistently achieved. That gives the student an advantage later on in life when seeking a vocational career. Number two, homework encourages parents' involvement. Homework can be something that gets parents involved in their children's lives if the environment is a healthy one. A parent helping their child with homework makes them take part in their academic success and allows for the parent to keep up with what the child is doing in school. It can also be a chance to connect together. Even parents who are classroom chaperones don't get to see everything their child is learning during the day. Homework is an opportunity to know what is being taught by their child's teacher. Not only does this help to engage the learning process for everyone, but it also provides a chance for parents to ask questions, which is critical about the curriculum, or express concerns that they may have. Number three, it extends the learning process throughout the day. Now, most school subjects are limited to about 30 to 60 minutes of instruction per day. Specialty subjects such as art and music may be limited to only 1 to 2 hours per week. Assigning homework allows students to have their learning process extended in these areas, allowing them to develop a piece of deeper knowledge, interest, or passion about certain matters. Time shortages can create knowledge gaps. Homework can help to lessen or eliminate those gaps. Number four, it requires students to learn time management. Now, this is a very, very important concept. Homework can involve many different tasks. It becomes necessary for students to manage their time wisely, to ensure that they get their work finished on time. It encourages students to set priorities for their time, to accomplish their goals, and not feel like they missed out on something. This process encourages problem solving, creative thinking, and personal responsibility. Now, these benefits don't just stop with the student either. Families must learn time management to accommodate the homework needs as well. Number 5, it creates communication networks. For homework to be effective, there must be two-way communication networks present, okay? For example, parents and children must form a network. Parents and teachers must also form a network. By sending homework on a regular basis, these networks stay activated so that the students can receive an individualized learning opportunity. Parents understand the teachers better. Teachers understand the students better. Students, though they may hate the homework, can understand their lessons better. It becomes a winning situation for everyone involved. Point number 6, it can take kids away from computers, TVs, and mobile devices. Today's students spend almost as much time at school as they do watching TV or using electronic devices for that matter. Students spend up to 4 hours per school night, think about that, on electronic devices and a whopping 8 hours per weekend day. By encouraging homework, the amount of time being spent in front of screens can be reduced. In return, there is a lower risk of eye strain, myopia, headaches, and other issues that are associated with high levels of screen use. Number 7, it can foster deeper parent-child relationships. Now, parents are very busy these days. About 60% of all two-parent families have both parents employed. In single-parent families, the amount of contact time a parent might have with their child could be as little as only 2 to 3 hours a day. Homework is an opportunity for parents to provide their wisdom and expertise to their children in a way that benefits everyone. Not only is the information passed along, but every homework opportunity is also a chance for parents and children to foster deeper relationships with one another. Number 8, it encourages discipline. Homework is an opportunity to lay the framework of discipline that can last for an entire lifetime. Again, like I said earlier, homework isn't about the actual work that needs to be finished. It's about learning how to manage oneself so that personal goals can be consistently achieved. Number 9, it sets the stage for a vocational career. Many vocations require their workers to be available different hours during the day. Some require employees to be ready in an on-call status. An important work project might need to be completed at home. When teachers and schools assign homework to students, it is an opportunity to learn what the real world is actually like. There are some days when extended work is required. In return, once that work is completed, you get to do all the fun things that you wanted to do. And this brings us to the last point, number 10. It is an opportunity to find pride in one's work. Doing a good job on something feels good. It gives you confidence and boosts your self-esteem. Homework can provide these benefits, especially when the work meets or exceeds expectations. Now, doesn't that just make sense? Finding pride in one's work can help students determine who they want to be when they grow up. Now, all this sounds extremely convincing, and if you leave with this information, you will consider homework the best therapy for improving your students' command of the curriculum. But there is more to the story. While homework can be a life-improving activity, it has its own potential threats that are becoming common as the curriculum becomes tougher and tougher with respect to the grade in which the child is assigned. Not all minds think alike. Similarly, the perception and acceptance of homework vary among students by a broad spectrum. Some are okay with it, and they will finish the task despite their interest. Some will consider it a chore and will try to get through it as soon as possible, while some will enjoy the extra burden of homework and enjoy the extra learning. They all perceive different benefits, advantages, and disadvantages of having homework. And being a teacher, the hardest part is to explain to a student why the assigned homework will benefit them when it's time for end-of-year assessments. Now, in light of this argument, I would like to share the cons or disadvantages of assigning homework. Again, teachers might not approve of the facts, but the key to success is to find the equilibrium point, the sweet spot, to reap maximum benefits from assigning homework to students. Number one, it eliminates playtime from a child's routine. Many children already put in the same number of hours for their schooling and activities as their parents do with their full-time jobs. Sports, clubs, Girl or Boy Scouts, church activities, and more are all part of the modern routine. There needs to be a time for playing in there as well, and homework can take away that time. When children aren't given time to play, they have lower levels of personal safety awareness, have lower average grades, and have a higher risk of health concerns. Number two, it is often graded on benchmarks instead of personal achievement. You know, the goal of homework is to increase personal knowledge in a specific area. The reasons for this need are often mixed. It is often assigned to improve a specific test score instead of improving a specific personal skill or habit. Since homework is often completed at a time when children feel tired after school, the amount of information they retain is limited. If stress, anxiety, or even hunger are added into the mix, the results of homework can be negligible or even negative. Number three, it can be used to offset teaching shortfalls. The general rule of homework is that 10 minutes per day should be assigned at maximum based on the student's grade level. For example, a first grader should receive 10 minutes per day at maximum, a second grader should receive 20 minutes, and so on and so forth. Yet in the United States, the average first grader, now think about this, the average first grader comes home with 20 minutes of homework, double the recommended amount. That means it is being used more for educational shortfalls than for student development in many cases. Number four, it reduces the amount of outdoor time. As homework responsibilities have risen, the amount of time children spend outside playing has decreased. In the past generation, the amount of outdoor playtime has been almost cut in half, and yet at the same time, homework assignments have risen by almost equal level. The average amount of homework assigned to a high school senior in the United States is 3 hours per day at high-performing schools. That means some students work longer hours in their education than their parents do for their full-time job. Number five, it encourages shortcuts. Now, I found this to be very interesting here. Students assigned high levels of homework begin to look for ways to reduce their time commitments. And what that means is they're trying to find shortcuts to the process. It could mean a student decides to put in, let's say, 50% effort to have more energy to do something else later in the day. Many families with multiple children do their homework together just to save time. That reduces the effectiveness of what the homework is supposed to accomplish. Number six, it may be beyond the parent's scope of knowledge. Changing lesson plans mean homework assignments follow different rules than parents may know compared to their time in school. Common Core mathematics is one of the best examples of this. You know, if parents cannot help with the core concepts of a homework assignment and do not have access to helpful information, then the purpose of the homework is lost. The results can be detrimental to the learning process. It can even rob students and parents of their confidence. Number seven, it isn't something that can be enforced. Now, obviously, refusing to do homework is not against the law. Okay, some students may decide that the consequences they receive at school for not doing their homework are worth the time savings they receive in not doing it. Motivation can be a tricky thing. Unless there is value in the homework being sent home on some level, there will always be a handful of students in every school who decide that the effort of doing the work isn't valuable enough to them. Number eight, it decreases the development of creative processes. Homework is usually structured around the completion of a specific assignment. Even in art, music, or writing, the homework must be completed in a specific way to receive a good grade. That means homework is teaching concepts of compliance more than it is teaching concepts of skill development. Number 9. It reduces the amount of downtime a student receives. It is true that the average student may spend up to 4 hours every school night in front of an electronic screen. That might mean a movie, a TV show, or video games. More homework is being administered through electronic devices as well. This leaves less time for students to pursue extracurricular activities, develop a new hobby, or just to spend time with their families. Excessive homework can even lead to learning burnout when it occurs for long enough. Point number 10. It may not offer any skill improvement. Except for outlier surveys, homework does the best job of creating a negative attitude toward learning something new. Kids don't want to go to school because they don't want to receive tons of homework that need to be done. Parents are even required to initial or sign, in some cases, an acknowledgement that the homework has been completed. If that signature doesn't happen, who receives the consequence at school? It's the student. Homework can help students fall behind their peers in specific areas, especially if private tutoring is involved, but the other benefits of homework may be overstated. Number 11, it adds more time to a child's daily responsibilities. The average school begins their day at 8 in the morning. The school day ends at 2:30 or 3:20, depending on the school. Many students can easily reach 8 hours of school responsibilities every day. Homework for the weekend may include up to another 6 hours of school responsibilities for a high-performing school. Children as young as 5 are going to formal school settings for 6 to 8 hours every day. Although this does accommodate the working hours of parents, it creates a huge strain on the kids. Some just feel like they don't have time to be a kid anymore. And point number 12, it could encourage a low movement lifestyle. Now, I found this an important key here. Think about this. Children often sit for long periods of time when in the school environment. They often sit for long periods while completing their homework. Recent research suggests that prolonged sitting could be just as dangerous to a person's health as smoking. With obesity levels at record highs around the world, but especially in the United States, the best homework to send home might just be to let the children go outside and play. And this brings us to the last point, number 13. It puts some children at a disadvantage. Not every parent, unfortunately, is invested into their child's education. Not every parent helps a child with the homework should they have trouble. Some parents may not even be home at night. Children that come from homes where their parents are not interested in them tend to be at a disadvantage when it comes to homework. Without any home support, a child can simply feel helpless. This feeling can inspire a number of negative choices, including criminal activity. Now, teachers, I want to point this out, okay? And especially for teachers just entering the profession. Homework needs to be relevant. If you decide to assign homework, it needs to be relevant. Homework should not be graded. I talked about this in a previous episode. Homework should not be given just simply to give it. Okay, it shouldn't be a simple worksheet, you know, that serves no purpose. Homework should not ever be new learning. It should be something that the kids already know. So let me give you an example. Instead of a worksheet, let's say you want to reinforce a math lesson. Have the student make a list of geometric shapes in their home. Or in science, if you're studying rocks, have student collect rocks in their yard and bring to class. I mean, you get the point here. Simply just throwing out a worksheet just to say, hey, I'm giving homework. That's not the answer, folks. Okay, so make sure homework is relevant. Okay, if you take nothing from this episode, please take that. Well, teachers, this brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to the Teacher Rockstar Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Hiles. We hope you've enjoyed listening to these tips and strategies on the pros and cons of assigning homework. And look, when you get a chance, visit my blog and subscribe to my newsletter for the latest educational research, freebies, and other goodies at stevesclassroomresources.blogspot.com. That's stevesclassroomresources.blogspot.com. And don't forget to subscribe to us at Teacher Rockstar Podcast. And if you'd like to support us, please feel free to share our podcast with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. That would be super cool. Thanks again, teachers, and we'll see you same time, same place next week. And remember, teachers, you got this.